You know how you put the tapes and everything on. So this is a tape that I started. Oh gosh, must have been. Oh, I guess it was last month, February. And I just let it sit around and I just never got it sent. And so I just kept writing you letters. I'm going to send all these letters. I must have about four of them. And none of them are finished except maybe a couple. Like I've started in school or something and the bell's rung and I haven't been able to finish. So I'll just send all everything that I've collected and just send it to you because I'm tired of having it around the house. But that night that you called, I wrote a letter and I got tired and never finished that one. So I'll just send them all to you. But this tape, it's so old and I figured, well, I might as well just cut another one because, you know, so much has happened since that, you know, it's kind of old and you wouldn't know what was going on anymore. So let's see. There's so much to tell you. I forget what I told on this other tape, but I have a cold, and so I'm home from school today. I'll probably go back tomorrow, I don't know. I think I'm getting the cramps, so I may stay home tomorrow. I'm not feeling so hot. But I got it, it's been really exciting. It's around here, they have these basketball tournaments, you know, like the district and the regionals and everything, so Georgetown, well, you know, every high school competes in. I don't know, but we never did this, and I didn't, you know, don't know they had it until we got down here. But Georgetown played Scott County Thursday night, and we beat them. And this was at the district, so then we played for the district championships, and we lost in an overtime by 3 points. And, oh, I was so upset. So then we go to regionals this Wednesday, and we play, and so I don't know, I just hollered. What I did when we beat Scott County, I just hollered and I screamed and it was just terrible. And so then after we won, everybody goes down on the floor and I just grabbed Tony and all of them and we were all so happy, we were crying. And then I run outside like a big idiot and didn't put a coat on, didn't wear a coat home, and we had our windows all rolled down and we just screamed the whole way home and hollered and sang songs and everything. So I was just sick as a dog when I got home. So anyway, I hope we do good. Oh, let's see. This is the littlest tape. There's hardly any room to talk on it. There's so much I want to say and I just forget about all of it. How is everybody? Tell your parents and everyone I said hello. We're all fine here. Mom and Dad say, Dad says to tell your dad hi and ask how his boat is and how he's doing fishing, but he can ride him or something. Let's see. What's I going to tell you? Oh, one thing I told you on this tape, it was really exciting. We had a dance here. Well, they call him a sock hop. And so I went, and I had I had a pretty good time, and you know, it was all right. But have you ever heard of the Exiles? Well, they're a big group around here. They're from Lexington, and they're real good. They made a couple of records that I've heard of before, you know, back in Detroit. And so at this dance, you know, I didn't know it, but this boy came up and asked me to dance, and oh, he was so cute, you know. So we fast danced, you know, and oh, he was so good, you know, he does the splits and all that. Oh, he was so good, I couldn't believe it. I just stood there looking at him like a big idiot. So, you know, he told me his name, but, you know, he didn't tell me, you know, who he was, you know, that he was the lead singer or nothing like that. So then after we got done, Brenda, my girlfriend, came up, and oh, she comes up, and she's just howling in her face. She looked like she saw a ghost, and she goes, Teresa, do you know who you danced with? And I go, well, I think his name was Dave or something like that. And I go, well, you know, I told her his name. She goes, no, do you know who he is? I go, no, it's because he's the lead singer for the Exiles. Oh, and I was so excited. Oh, it was so neat. So then later on, he came back and asked me to dance. And we slow danced. Oh, he was so cute. Oh, and he was so nice. So that was my big news. And then let's see what else happened. This weekend's just been great. Friday, we had, I've really gotten close, but, you know, not real close, you know, the way like you and I were, but, you know, there, Brenda, she's really nice, and she moved here to Georgetown about 2 years ago, so, you know, we talk, and, you know, she really understands the way I feel, you know, how much I hate it and everything, you know, she understands all that, and she's real nice. So we had a surprise party for this other girl. It was Friday night, and it was her birthday, and so, hit at the teen center. Oh gosh, it was really something else. And my parents had to chaperone. Just what? Mother, I'm talking on the tape. What do you want?
You got a letter, honey.
You'd
like to read it?
Oh, okay. Well, just leave it up there, Ma. This tape keeps running. I'll read it. Who's it from?
Me.
Oh, I just got a letter from you. I'll go up and read it in a minute. So, well, I'll go read it right now. Wow, that's some letter you wrote there. Oh my gosh. It's gonna take me a while to recover from that. Boy, I sure wish we were close, because I don't, oh jeez. Oh, see, and I don't, oh gosh, I'm just really, oh, I don't know what to say, I really don't. What's this part? I think you're not telling me something. This part, wait, let me find it. It says something about, next summer. I told him about next summer, and then there goes my stomach again. I don't know what you're talking about. So, I don't know. I just met him, you know, that one time. So I don't know. I trust your judgment. I don't know what it's gonna be. Also, jeez, I don't know. I'll have to think about it and write Dear Abby, I guess. But you think that you've got him? Oh, wow. I don't know. It's, oh, my stomach hurts. My tummy hurts. It's such a little old tape, and there's so much I had to tell you, and I just can't think of it right now. But, oh, I sure wish you were close. I wish I could talk to you so bad. You know, just sit down and talk the way we used to. Because, oh, so many things are happening. But before I was telling you, at that party, oh, everyone got so drunk. All the boys did. And, oh, it was really something. And Robin was there. I don't know. I really like him a lot. He is so nice. But I don't know. We're real good friends, and I don't know if I'd ever want to like him. I know I would, but, you know, we get along so well and everything. I just want to know if, like, liking each other, if that would, you know, ruin that. I don't know. So, I don't know. I can't wait for the... It was so nice, you know, at the district championship, you know, they always give the boys, you know, the best players trophies, and Tony got one, and Carl got one. It was real nice. I was glad Tony got one, you know, because him being a senior and everything. This tape's going to run out before I even finish talking. Oh, but Tony and I were... Oh, gosh. I'm even afraid to talk about it. I'm afraid to write about it or anything. Because you know how that is. That's not too good. So, I don't know. No, Frank, he never wrote back. Frank Kempa. So, I don't know. What did he say when you told him about you and Frank, you know, the one that you work with? I don't know. I'd be anxious to hear what he said. So, I'll write